Okay, so my name is John Langley. I'd say I'm from Portland. I'm originally from the upper Midwest. I've been involved in anarchist politics since, I don't know, the early-ish 2000s or whatever, I guess. And how did it, I'm sorry, how did it come to be that I was there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, how do, maybe you might be like a little bit more familiar than I am with what that conference is. I mean, I had heard of the Law and Order Disorder Conference before, but I'm not really sure what exactly it is. Like, can you talk about that a
Oh,
little bit?
totally. So, I mean, that was actually my first time going. I had to work, I think, the last couple of years that I was aware of it. But it's a conference that, it's at Portland State University. It's got like, student groups from both, from there and from like Reed College, and I think from other colleges around. And then also it brings in the Jericho movement, so folks that are really focused on long-term political prisoner support and activism around that, and it also it's got a focus on the prison industrial complex, and it's I guess I don't know for sure about the conference's like official statement on that stuff, but the general thrust of it of everything is like completely against prisons, not trying to reform them, but more like prison abolition kind of stuff. And then also tied in with that is a focus on the repression that's facing particularly folks that are involved in various radical movements. So and with that, like currently, resisting the grand juries that are that have been set up to target activists, particularly in this area. So, kind of all that kind of stuff rolled in together, and it brings in some like heavy hitting kind of like speakers who have expertise in different areas of that, the law, of like radical politics, of like prisoner support, et cetera. And it's really good. It was a really awesome conference. I was so happy to go to it. For me, like the only real flaw in that whole thing was just that Nepean Resistance was there. So I was just, super bummed about that when I got there the first day. So
I mean,
anyway.
what had you what so of course you probably knew about Deep Green Resistance before you saw them at the conference, obviously, but like what did you know about them, going into this confrontation? Like, how, I mean, what exactly was it about Deep Green Resistance that made you see their table and think, oh my God, like, what is this? What are they doing here? And I have to go confront them, you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, I honestly didn't confront them on the first day. I just kind of ignored them. I was in the room when the first confrontation happened, but I was just like talking to friends. And it actually, I think that happened in the hallway. But there was like a couple confrontations the first day involving the table, and then like out in the hall. And I wasn't there to like directly witness that stuff. But I was like disappointed when I saw them. And So anyway, so the reason why, I mean, what I knew about them. Okay, so I knew that they were a group that was, headed up by Derek Jensen and Lyra Keith, right? And I knew I've had problems with primitivism, honestly, and also with Derek Jensen in particular for a while before I was, probably before Deep Green Resistance was a thing, actually. So first of all, I don't think that this is a, I don't think his strategy is a good strategy. I don't think I'm all for, ideally nonviolent, although I'm not a pacifist, direct action against things that we hate, and that includes environmental, corporations, whatever, that are involved in environmental destruction, So for sure, I'm with Derek Jensen on it's, that property destruction and needs to happen more than it does, and people need to be bolder and more active and whatever. But I disagree with his kind of his analysis of what the problem is, and like his analysis, I think, is that it needs to be more structured like a military or like an army or like, you know, like it needs to have generals. It needs to have people that really understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And they're going to be the wise men and women, and only my women, by the way, and only cisgender men and women, that kind of like run shit. And they're just going to have peons. And, you know, it's got this kind of like rolling forward, like, media empire quality to it because, you know, he's got slick books, they look good, cover design, you know, they're readable, you know, even though he keeps repeating himself, as many people have criticized before he does do that. He writes the same book over and over. You know, it's like, it's a cliche almost to say that about him, but it's true.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's like, I get it. You know, like, we need to be taking these issues seriously at a fundamental level. We need to be radical about it. We need to, like, not be satisfied with recycling. I get it. You know, like, I get all of that. I'm not satisfied with recycling. I'm not thinking that solutions are going to be created by the very industries and governments that create these problems.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also really wary of any kind of people that are setting themselves up as leaders of, you know, not just leaders. You know, like, it's okay, I think, to be a leader in the sense that you, you know, have insight and you're telling people about it and hopefully leading by example or, you know, participating in things. But, you know, I think it's a problem when it becomes rulers and when it becomes people that are, you know, like, kind of like, you know, just in a position of power over an entire geographically dispersed group of people and not a geographically dispersed group of people. You know, and I just feel that way as an anarchist. So I recognize that not everybody is an anarchist, and I recognize that not everybody, you know, kind of sees things that way. So, I, you know, that's just for me, at least, you know.
Right.
But, like, then you get into the Rad Fem stuff, and you get into, well, I mean, then you get into the practicality of it. Okay, so then when I, like, found out, okay, so Deep Green Resistance is a thing. You know, this is after some of his books have come out. And it's like, initially, I think you have to, you know, print out, like, a certificate that says that you're going to agree to the principles of Deep Green Resistance, you know, which includes supporting, like, illegal direct action, et cetera, and you sign your name to it, and then you, like, mail it in, I swear to God.
Yeah, I remember that, initially. Yeah,
which was really dumb, and they got trolled really hard for that, and so they redo that. But it still includes, you know, they got, like, a total echo chamber kind of, like, online message board thing where you have to, like, agree to principles and get kicked off really easily for arguing with them, you know? And, you know, it just, and it seems to be, yeah, that they're just, you know, scooping up really young would-be activists. I don't really know. I don't have a really, like, strong idea of, like, how the membership of Deep Green Resistance looks like, you know? But, like, you know, from what little I've seen, it seems to be, like, pretty fresh activists who want to get serious about stuff and want to be radical. And so I'm especially interested in disrupting Deep Green Resistance because I don't want folks to get fooled by them and get sucked into their bullshit. You know what I mean? And I think that they've developed some kinds of, you know, some defense mechanisms in order to prevent people from learning the bad truth about them. And frankly, it's also just that there's like a baseline of transphobia in the world. And when people haven't, like, been necessarily, you know, educated or have experienced transphobia because they're trans or genderqueer or something like that, you know, they're not necessarily, I'm talking about cisgendered, uneducated people about that issue, are kind of, like, susceptible to that, you know, because it's Red Femme's got stuff to say about it, and maybe they haven't thought about it before because they haven't had to, you know?
Yeah, and it sounds reasonable to people who aren't educated about the issue, for sure. When they say, oh, all we want is for women to have a safe space, you know? And,
right.
You know, that sounds reasonable, you know, on the face of it. But then when you dig deeper, you find that it's really, you know, not reasonable at all. So
it's a mistake that some feminists made, you know, essentially being carried forward. And, like, people, you know, thought that it was basically dying out. You know what I mean? Like, it was like this thing that kind of happened, like, late 70s, early 80s. And I'm saying this like I know I've known this forever. I haven't. You know what I mean? Like I basically have become more educated about this because of already having beef with like Derek Jensen, and then you know learning about deep. You know what I mean? So like I've educated myself as I've gone along
right.
about that. But it seems like oh, so this is like a little kind of like offshoot of radical feminism, and it's a pretty nasty little offshoot that went in this pretty bad direction, in my opinion, and lots of people's opinion. You know, it's like, why is this becoming a thing again? And seriously, it's because it's been, you know, like Trojan horse into people's concern for the environment. You know what I mean? It's like nobody was paying attention to RadFem. I don't think. I don't know. I don't know. Really know. I don't have a really really strong grip on this, but I feel like it was on the decline
mm-hmm.
without Deep Green Resistance and its association with Lyric Keith and this sort of like at least wannabe burgeoning movement, you know,
right?
That I just think needs to get nipped in the bud, you know. Like it's just at best it's a waste of time, you know, and at worst, and very, you know, likely worse is just it's going to set up a generation of folks to just think in really horrible ways about gender, you know,
yeah.
and gender oppression, yeah. and in addition. You know, be involved in what amounts to a political cult, in my opinion.
So how would you respond to the criticism DGR is making when they say that they were attacked by men, by, you know, violent men who attacked basically defenseless women at this conference? How would you respond to that criticism or that accusation, basically?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, they were misgendering people. I don't know exactly who was involved in the first thing, but I have some idea, and my understanding is that these were not men. These were, except for possibly trans men. I don't even know if there were any cisgendered men involved, and I kind of don't think there were in the first example. But it was most, you know, it was like a mixture of different genders. I think the majority of folks were trans or genderqueer, if not all of them in the first kind of set of interactions that happened the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a partially eaten burrito was thrown, which is unfortunate, I guess, but also whatever, because frankly, it got people to pay attention in this weird way because mm-hmm. it was pointed to as like, oh my God, look at how horrible they are. They're hypocrites. And it's like, seriously? You're talking about you're talking about destroying civilization itself by any means necessary. And you're concerned about a fucking burrito.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, like there's the sort of like bullshit test there that happens. And then there's also the like, it's really offensive to say a bunch of transphobic comments, which is my understanding of what happened, to a group of trans folks or to anyone, and then whine when somebody throws their food at you. That's you know, like crying violence. You know, like, seriously? I mean, transphobia is violence. You know, people are being killed or are killing themselves due to transphobia every day. You know, and it's just like, it's just beyond the pale to even try to say that one action of throwing the burrito or the Sharpie mark to the arm or whatever the fuck is anything. You know, like, seriously, girl, it's fine. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry that was, I'm sure it was stressful. But at the same time, it wasn't unprovoked. It wasn't just like, my understanding is it wasn't like, fuck DGR, I'm throwing a burrito at you. It was like people tried to talk to them. That's my basic understanding of the conversation. I can't obviously say more because it wasn't there. I was there for the second thing.
Right, and so just describe what you saw during the second day or the next conference
yeah,
that happened.
Totally. So I got to the conference. Like I've been chatting with my friend and coworker about like what was going to happen and if they were still there, because I'd heard about. You know, I actually half being paying attention, but not really, and then I kind of, like, read more online about what happened. I'm like, what, are they still there? And so I just, like, I went there, I don't know, around 2 or something. I got there at 1:30 or something. I was like, saw they were still there. I was like, fuck. There were like people sitting in front of their table talking to them, you know. And then I saw a group of folks that I knew that I identified as like allies on this issue, or like people that we kind of generally understood what I, you know, what DGR was about and why they were really bad and we didn't want them. And I saw them all come out of this workshop together, and I thought people were like kind of getting together to do something at that moment, but then not really. And then, so then I like talked to my friend Danielle, and you know, she was like, well, fuck this, let's just go like tell them they need to leave, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, all right, you know, I'm like, I guess so, you know, but we went there and I was like backing her up, and there were like people talking, and they were just kind of like, this is kind of frustrating. I don't want to wait in line to kick some ass. So we were like, I was like, why don't we just go posse up and meet the, you know, try and find other people. And we went outside, and like, there were like people we knew that we knew about DGR, and we were just like, hey, they're still here. Should we, you know, and people were just like talking about it, and we're like, yeah, let's just do this, you know? And then we just kind of announced it even to other people that we didn't even know as well, you know, from Eugene and I don't know where else, but, you know, and I can't say for sure, but I'd say that most people were, well, yeah, I don't know, actually. I don't really know everyone's genders in the group, but I'd say that it was, like, probably majority trans or genderqueer, and I'm not. I'm cis male, but, and the person that I was, that's my friend coworker, is cis female. But yeah, we like found all these people that were like, yeah, I fucking pissed that they're here too. And like other people were like, they're still here, you know? Like, so people thought they were already gone, I think, too. But we just like went up to their table, and we were just like, hey, you know, like I think it was Danielle that said it first or something. It was like, hey, you guys need to leave. You're just like, the stuff that your organization is about is not compatible with this conference for reasons of trans, mostly, you know, I think she just talked about transphobia at that point. A few other things got brought up a little bit at the end, but it was the vast, vast majority of the focus was on the transphobia and like people, you know, we were, you know, they were kind of in denial about that, or they were just like, no, they're not, DGR isn't transphobic. And they were kind of like, well, maybe one of the founders was transphobic, but they're not like the boss of us or whatever and whatever. And like somebody was like, the only reason that there wasn't a directly transphobic pamphlet on the table is that somebody came yesterday and took all of those pamphlets and threw them away, you know? Like,
yeah.
And then people started talking about Lear Keith, and the dude was like, you know, tabling DGR guy was like, oh, Lear Keith's not transphobic. And then people were like, oh, hell no, you know, and like, and then, right. You know, just like, you know, it was a little bit, I'm sure it was intense for them, but it wasn't, in my, you know, of course, from my opinion, it was not like super physically intimidating. It was just like, we were being direct, and we were being like, we're not going to like just like let it ride or just like kind of like submit our criticisms. We're like, no, you need to leave. And it was whatever. It was like toward the end of the conference anyway, so whatever. It was in that sense mainly symbolic, you know. It's like, because
mm-hmm.
it, you know, at that moment. But I mean, it had already happened, and it was just like a follow through for like, you know, it sucks that you're still here. People ask the organizers like, why are they still here earlier, you know, and they're just like, I don't know. And so basically, I mean, I don't know. It was just like the organizers didn't feel like they had the legitimacy or wherewithal to like kick them out. I don't think that the organizers were particularly down with DGR either.
Right,
but, you know, it was also kind of a situation where we were like, you know what? It's not really, we shouldn't have to ask permission to kick out a transphobic group. You know, like we should be able to just do it because it deserves, it needs to be done, you know, like, and that's kind of the spirit that we went there with, you know? And so, you know, we said the stuff, and they were really defensive, and you know, but at one point they're like, well, this is going a lot better than yesterday. I'm like, okay, well, that's cool, you know? And then people were like, you know, look, like, I'll give you my contact information. Like, let's keep talking about this. Like, and then, you know, people were offering, like, hey, there's other environmental groups that aren't transphobic, you know, that you could get involved in, you know, and do good work in, you know, and, like, it was kind of like that kind of spirit, you know, like, and I was trying to come at it with that, too, because I was like, I don't, you know, I know that the people, you know, the first day made some fucked up statements, and I know that, like, even the second day, like, there were some ignorant statements made, but, like, at the same time, like, I don't think that the fucking people that were at the table were probably as deeply transphobic as somebody like Lyra Keith, who's essentially, like, a professional transphobe, you know?
Right.
It's, like, faked her career on saying extremely fucked up shit about, you know what I mean? I just don't think they've even thought about it enough to do that, you know? So I think that they're, you know, it's not the job of somebody, especially that's targeted by that oppression, to, like, have to deal with it, you know, or, like, help heal them or whatever. But, I was open-minded about the idea of, like, let's just try and get these people to reject it, you know?
Yeah.
And
I think it may have worked, though, because actually, you know, like, three people from Deep Green Resistance Portland, like, they're leaving the group now. They're starting a new group called Resistance Portland. And they put
out.
Yeah, they put out a statement and everything. You may have heard about that. So I think, like, the intervention that you were a part of, you know, may have actually done a lot of good at the end of the day, you know?
I hope so. You know, I really do hope so. And actually, you know, one of those people, Lumen, is in my organization. You know, she's in this other thing I'm part of, Portland Collective Housing. So this has been awkward. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
There's, like, somebody in my house, I live in a co-op house, that was, like, before all this, was like, I don't know, I think Deep Green Resistance is cool. You know, I'm like, no, they're not. They're horrible. And, you know,
yeah.
Like, so this has been a good thing. This has been, like, I mean, I just participated in it, but I'm really happy that I did, because I really don't want this shit around, you know? And, like, it's just, it's, yeah, it's just horrible.